Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Morena, Kirsten. How are you?
Morena, I'm good. A lot of traffic out there this morning.
Yes, stay safe on the roads, yep. Folks. What are we talking about today?
So today we're talking about chiptunes.
Chiptunes.
And it's not salt and vinegar.
Dun dun. That's a contentious topic up here. Tess and I have very different opinions about salt and vinegar as a chip flavor, but that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about music.
Wish it was. Wish we were having chips. No. So the weird thing about chiptunes is it's a genre not centered around a scene or even music that all sounds the same. It's centered around a timbre.
A timbre.
You know that word T-I-M-B-R? Mm-hmm. People probably see it spelled and not sure how to pronounce it. Don't worry, nobody knows how to pronounce it. Because the French one is timbre, you know, and then Americans say timbre.
Timbre.
So, but what timbre is the particular sound of an instrument. Like if I sing a note, and then you sing the note. It sounds different, right? Even though we're singing the same pitch. That's the timbre.
It was quite flat then. Sorry, everyone.
That's the timbre. So, you know, and if a trombone plays the same note and a clarinet and a guitar, the difference is not the pitch. It's the timbre. And so chiptunes, we might have slightly different genres as far as the musical collection of sounds and beats, but they all have these chips. Music made from chips, game chips, computer chips, vintage sound chips from vintage arcade games, Game Boys, old computers, old video games. And, you know, you'd think that's an unpleasant sound. But for a lot of people, it's a pleasant sound because they grew up with it. And so sometimes they take the chips out of the machines, but sometimes they actually use the old machines.
Cool.
And it's phenomenal now. They play it live.
Wow, that's very
cool.
With
all these little games all plugged in and everything going, and they're keeping it going. Because these games, the sound chips actually do quite limited things, right? Mm. Kind of beep boops. Maybe little arpeggios, you know, really limited range. And so it's like playing within that limit and getting this computery sound, but also mixing it with actual music. And here's the weird thing. So people started playing with this, obviously, since computers came out and stuff like in the 80s. And then the 2000s, late 2000s, started becoming a big culture again. But now video games will purposely get these guys, because now video games can have the most phenomenal sounds, but they'll go back and get these guys to make it sound...
Chippy.
Isn't that weird?
It is. So this is a Yellow Magic Orchestra track that we've got playing here. Well, some of my faves. I love Yellow Magic Orchestra.
So they're one of the originals that I guess people felt integrated these chippy sounds into, quote, real music. You know, instead of, that's for a computer game, that's not music. But they played with it. There we go.
You were saying you thought this was going to be a polarizing genre, and I can see why you think that, because last time I played a Yellow Magic Orchestra track on this show, I got like three texts that were like, wow, I love this track, / I love Yellow Magic Orchestra, and then like two texts that were like, this stink, and you're like, okay, so it's a straight polarization, this one.
I mean, it is experimental to put these into the music, but now look, it's become its own genre. So this is 1978.
Tong Poo is the name of this track.
Tong Poo.
I want to see some of these controversial texts. 5395, tell us what you think.
Chip tunes, yes or no? I also got to say,
it's quite intense.
When you say it sounds much better because we're like chip tunes, and you say chip tunes, which sounds much nicer.
Chip tunes.
Chip tunes.
So these guys, because of their experimental practices, hugely influential. They're considered like the godfathers of techno. They've worked with everyone: David Bowie, Afrika Bambaataa, Gary Numan, anyone that around that time was sort of saying, can we make these robotic electric sounds sound human and have emotion? So they're Japanese. It's a Japanese trio.
Yeah, someone said, I had a Commodore 16 when I was 5, and you could put in a page of DOS text and it would go bop, but it was so fun. 80s! !!
Yeah, young kids today have no idea.
And there's also quite a lot of New Zealand chiptune tracks out there. Someone's texted in Golden Axe from NZ, early 2000s.
Okay.
And it's had a bit of a revival in the last sort of 5 years.
I do think it'd be great to see live. I guess especially if they had one of those big mirrors, you know, like they have over cooking shows.
Yeah.
So you could really see what they're doing.
What are you cooking up with your Game Boy there?
With all the... Because they, you see the photos of it, it's just all these little things connected. It looks like a mess of wires.
So this is like quite an international scene though, because obviously Yellow Magic Orchestra,
Japanese
group. But we've got, we've got a healthy scene in New Zealand, as we were just saying, and there's also just everywhere. This is a pre-internet thing though, so how did that kind of come about?
Well, the experimentation was pre-internet. It was post-internet that it became this weird live scene.
Okay.
And festivals. And and I guess like a lot of other small genre, you start with like compilation albums.
Yeah.
You know, sort of people that are gathering. And then, of course, now it's leaked into mainstream pop. You know, Kesha, Timbaland, even Dizzy Rascal.
Does that fit into this?
They will use the chiptune samples, right? Or get the chiptunes to play into it. And like I said, now video games purposely trying to sound like this.
I'm glad to see there is a lot of chiptune love out there.
Okay.
People saying fantastic. I agree completely. I think it's so much fun. It is also unashamedly fun, which I really like too. It's just good time music.
So what would be the scenario where people would listen to this? Just like, generally speaking, you know how with like techno or whatever, it's like dance. Is this like,
I think,
dance music?
Tune in.
I feel like it does have a slightly more intellectual appreciation aspect than just pure feel and vibe. I mean, I'm sure people dance to it.
I mean,
this sounds more like maybe club-esque.
I feel like you did this on purpose.
This is Crystal Castles with Air War.
Someone just texted in saying early Crystal Castles, ?
Yeah, this is it.
So I quite like Crystal Castles, but I wasn't sure about the last one.
The last album
the last song we played.
But had a bit disco vibe, so it's like, it's not a genre in that they've all got the same beat.
Yeah.
You can have different sort of genres. It's having these chip sounds. The beep boops.
Beep boops.
Beep boops.
Well, there's lots of beep boops in this.
So these guys are Canadian. The song's from 2008.
Someone texts in saying musical pufferfish. Done correctly, it's a treat, but get it wrong and it's a bad time.
I can actually also...
What a great metaphor.
Probably see how that would be, yeah. Because imagine if you sort of had a really thumping headache and someone came at you with
so that's what I'm kind of thinking.
But I mean, I guess you could say that of many genres as well, not just chip.
I mean, obviously, big nostalgia. So if you were somebody that this sends you back to, you know, playing video games at the dairy, or...
Like, this is quite intense.
This is definitely dance music, though.
Yeah. Like,
but one of the chiptunes artists I read this interview saying, it's not just nostalgia. It is about that intellectual awe at creating something out of something so limited.
Yeah.
So it's kind of got
still get variety and interest and play. And
it's kind of a prog thing in its own way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of it's appreciation rather than, this you're not going to vibe to this. This is not chill.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's what I was meaning when I asked before, sort of. Like, is this something you'd more kind of
And do you dance the robot to it? Does it make you want to do robot
dance? I think you beatbop to it,
Beatbop. But also these chips can do things that other instruments can't do.
Totally.
You know, da-da-da-da-da and the fast arpeggios.
Staccato.
It's got its own unique capacities that, you're not going to hear from a violin or a guitar or a human voice.
But that's what's cool about a group like Yellow Magic Orchestra, we were listening to before this, is that they were experimenting with sounds. Like, they all have quite classical backgrounds, a lot of them, or art school maybe as well, some of them, and they were taking these sort of unused sounds and approaching it in a very sort of like hyper musical way as well, which is maybe that proggy thing again.
Yeah, again, it's intellectual exercise. But I think people still enjoy that. You know, like even, I think some of the super fancy DJ music, it's more about, wow, he did that, instead of, wow, this is a bop.
Yeah.
we all want to think about sort of dystopian futures. You know, it's sort of got that soundtrack.
Oh,
of
yeah.
The sci-fi soundtrack that...
I'm going to play some of the last track that we've got now, which is Anna Mana Gucci. This one feels like Mario Kart, you know, like racing your little car along a rainbow highway.
These guys play as a full live band.
Do they actually?
Yeah, I'll play this live. Isn't that weird? They did the soundtrack for Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Oh, that's why I recognize that name. I haven't watched that movie for years. I wonder if it lives up to time. So these guys are from New York?
Yeah, yeah. I think because their name sounds Japanese, but yes, they're not. Those four guys.
So their bio says, Anna Managuchi is a four-piece band from New York that programs and performs intensely emotional digital music and also once sent a slice of pizza into space. Right,
well,
on.
Don't most people do that on a Friday night?
Okay.
Someone asked if Deadmau5 fits into this.
I think only if he's using these sounds.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Like, it's
really specific.
I mean,
to
like, Anna Managuchi have devoted themselves to this sound.
Yeah.
Whereas Yellow Magic Orchestra dabble in lots of sounds and chiptunes. All their songs wouldn't be chiptunes.
I think maybe what chiptunes helped, like, popularize is the art of creating soundtracks for video games as well, because I think maybe people listen to them differently now. There's always been, like, a big fan club around people who make music for soundtracks. Someone's literally just texted in, soundtrack for the game Celeste is mean.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, well, see, you know, people love the soundtracks that accompany games.
We curate our music so carefully, and often we don't curate our what we're listening to in our video games, for those of you who play them for hours. But now people do. They want that enough, as much effort going into the beauty of the video game sounds as their music. And yeah, video soundtracks can now, you know, are now pieces of art, some of them. It's kind of frantic, though.
Yeah, this one has got, like, slightly
but I like
manic
how he says,
vibes.
He's trying to, they're trying to put life into digital. It's that effort of having digital, I guess it is that dystopian sci-fi thing that it can never take over. Because the human sort of emotional power is too strong. There'll always be a blend and a nexus rather than...
Someone
digital.
Says Scott Pilgrim is definitely worth a rewatch.
Okay.
So I'm going to take your advice, person. Maybe I will do that.
I like this, though. This is probably my favourite of the three.
You reckon?
More than... I feel like I'm on, like, a literal Mario Kart spinning through a little...
I've got to say, I didn't really grow up with heaps of video games, but I did play quite a bit of Mario Kart at one of my primary school best friend's house.
Someone said Rat-a-tat.
Rat-a-tat.
I reckon
they
some
of their
of
that.
Stuff
yeah.
fit into that.
Well, these days, I mean, back in my day it wasn't the case, but these days pretty much every kid plays video games at some point, whether it's for 5 minutes or, you know, 5 years.
Yeah, I definitely grew up with video games.
Yeah.
The only other video game I used to play was FIFA. I wasn't very good at it, but I enjoyed that.
And why they're still called video games when they're not on video, I have no idea.
Old habits die hard. Chip tunes or chip tunes, which chip does sound much nicer.
Chip tunes. Well, it can also be called chip music or 16-bit music.
16-bit, nice.
If the chip tunes.
What's next week, Kirsten?
Tuna. No. I think we're going to go alt country.
Oh.
Country music without the racism.
Oh, God. Cool. Well, that sounds good. So that will be
and
next
without
Friday.
Conservative politics.
Dixie Chicks? Question mark, please. That's my request, maybe. Thank you very much, Kirsten. That was Chip Tunes.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Chip Tunes.